Dairy Boys World.
So the Portland Pickles, who we both love, I've gone out and taken BP with the Portland Pickles and been hit by one of their pitchers.
Oh, nice.
In the past. They asked if I'd throw out a pitch. I go, how about you hit me with the first pitch of the season?
Yeah, it's great. What's that, Walker Field or whatever they play
Walker
at?
Walker Stadium.
Yep. I've been to a few Pickles games. And, before I went to my first one, they were like, as far as minor league baseball goes, the Pickles do it right.
They do.
That's a lot of fun. And, like, the crowd isn't, like, your stereotypical, like, minor league baseball crowd. I mean, like, there are huge sections of people who are dressed in theme. And I mean, and then Dylan comes out and is always doing something wild and crazy and stuff. It's just a hell of a good time. In fact, I even went to the Pickles Public House there on Mississippi Avenue. They got their own bar.
Right.
They're doing that right, too.
So, you mentioned fun and, a lot of just different things going on. The Portland Pickles are the first sports team in the United States to start selling cannabis-based products at their games.
Like edibles, or what are they
doing? No, what they've done is they've done an exclusive partnership with Cycling Frog, and they make THC-based seltzer drinks.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how much THC 2 milligrams is per can.
Now, listen, I'm not the biggest edible. I mean, my friend isn't the biggest edible user.
Right.
But from what he tells me,
2 milligrams is a lot or not a lot?
Well, so like 10 milligrams will put my friend on his ass for quite some time. But there are some people my friend knows who can do like 80 milligrams and be functional. Now, I also know, my friend also knows people who can do 5 milligrams and just be completely ruined, too. So I guess it's based on your tolerance.
Is your friend a scientist? Is he a...
No, he's a... Well, first off, he's incredibly handsome and has a huge penis. but this is the best news for, isn't THC users? It's for everybody at the concession stands who are about to set all-time records selling corn dogs.